Seven richest democracies on Saturday announced a plan to counter China's growing influence by offering developing nations an infrastructure plan to rival President Xi Jinping's multi-trillion dollar Belt and Road Initiative. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden and other G7 leaders hope the so-called Build Back Better World Initiative will provide a transparent infrastructure partnership to help narrow a $40 trillion gap needed by developing nations by 2035. China's Belt and Road Initiative is a multi-trillion dollar infrastructure scheme that Xi launched in 2013, involving development and investment initiatives that would stretch from Asia to Europe and beyond. Leaders of the G7, the United States, Canada, Britain, Germany, Italy, France, and Japan want to use their gathering in a British seaside resort to show the world that the richest democracies can offer an alternative to China. A U.S. official says Biden also made, quote, forceful comments to G7 leaders about the need to make a strong statement about what rights groups say is the use of forced labor in China, but there was a, quote, spectrum of how far different countries are willing to go in their criticism. UN experts and rights groups estimate over 1 million people, mainly Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities, have been detained in recent years in a vast system of camps in Xinjiang. Hundreds of environmental protesters took to the Corner Seaside to draw the attention of world leaders and the international media that have descended on Southwest England for the three-day summit. A crowd of surfers, kayakers, and swimmers gathered Saturday on a beach in Falmouth for a mass paddle-out protest organized by a group campaigning for more action to protect oceans. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, also at the G7 summit, called on Saturday for a, quote, pragmatic solution.